Beginnt der Korinth Daven, Seth is Bama Tzid, Daf Kof Dal, beginnt mit Al, beginnt Tess Mata, beginnt the Gemara, the Epshel Asui Bedav, that the Gemara was answering, that we say that Makis Medina, so it says, no, it was only the Nar Zuta that dried up. We could tell him, okay, you could bring a pitcher. Now from the Teretz of the Gemara, it sounds like that that if the renter would not have any other way to water his field, then they would be able to diminish from the amount of the chakira. So on that says Tezrin, I'm going to say, even if it's not possible, why would you diminish the amount of the lease to keep the, but since the large river didn't dry up, if it's not in the Makis Medina, so you're not Menachem. So why do you need the Svara that it's possible for him to do it? Bedavla. The reason why we've mentioned this idea about the pitcher will come to tell us that even if all the other small river streams of the fields also dried up, have a Makis Medina, that also actually qualifies as a Makis Medina. Even so, we don't diminish because he could ultimately use a pitcher to draw it from the large river. Because the text explains, because specifically when the locusts either or when it gets wind blasted, that, yeah, if everyone around him also has the same problem, similar to what Tay is trying to say with these Ya'irim of the Sod Zachirim, if there would be no way of rectifying it with whatever you have, so then monocle, then you diminish, but here you do have, so therefore it wouldn't be monocle. Or you know, some other point you could say is, the truth is, you're right. Regarding a lease, you wouldn't need this reasoning. Even without any other possibility, would make sense. Because of the contractual agreement of sharecropping, then it's necessary that he cannot say, you know what? Fine, no problem. That regarding chakiras, we're not going to diminish. So you have to pay the same amount, but regarding kablanas, so he would say that, look, if I don't have a pitcher, so I'm not obligated my kablanas to do anything more. And vafalachi lo yasham b'mitav, I'm not going to pay the full amount. Fishein mechuyev lahi b'menorat zachayim arachayim b'yoyis. It doesn't have to bring from very far away. You have to say the large river didn't dry up, much less in Bedavla, and if you could bring it with a pitcher. Therefore, you are obligated to do this for your sharecropping agreement. Next test, we begin the words of the Gemara. These first two Mishnahs apply by both, but both Mishnahs coming are either one or the other, which takes qualifies as Avgav to Kishay Mishachal Gmitfua. Although the halacha of our previous Mishnah, just like the divide by Tfua, so the divide by all these other things, less of Bechakiris does not apply Bechakiris, because Chakiris is not dividing. Kamakam, however, Iker Milsa, the primary teaching, and Nereisha, that's Meir Bechakiris, Mimikablans, although, as Rashi himself points out on Kuf Gimel and Bez on the top, that, yeah, the Sefer does not apply, but the rest of it does apply by both. You know, it's not to begin with the words of the Gemara. Okay, now both are talking about when he said, when the Machir said to the Chaycher. But the Gemara makes a different differentiation if he said Zeh. So Tosfos says, L'chayim mashma, seemingly it sounds like that, oh, but the Amalei Chaycher L'Machir, that if it would, however, if the renter said to the owner, then have a kepeda, then it would be particularity, balavai taima, without that reasoning. And the inference would be even like coming from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say idvidi, that both are talking about, bein omele chaychel machir, it doesn't make a difference. It should have said either way, whether the renter says to the owner, bein omele machir lechaychel, whether the owner says to the renter. That's what it would sound like from the Gemara. It says to yourself, yep, shalem, but you cannot say this, the masnitin, because the Mishnah is clearly, bein omele chaychel machir, it's talking about where the renter said to the owner, because the Gitani, the words in the Mishnah are, omele is it chakarli, son of the bisashlach, and it's clearly the chaychel to the machir. And even so, mishum hay taima, davka have a kepeda, particularly only because of this reasoning of a zeh. And therefore, so it says, love davka, not a machir lechaychel. It must be that's not precise that we pick the owner to the renter. The Hadin Chaychel Machir must be the same thing as the renter to the owner. Ella, so what's the reason? Mishum de Shmuel, because of the teaching of Shmuel, let loy mishakeach kepeda, you won't find this particularity of b'machir lechaycher of the owner to the renter. Because Shmuel said that Machker Lechecher, he's not particular to Shibir Sashlachim. So on that come Ravina, Ravina says, it's not true. Also, the owner to the renter, how we get paid, it will be a particular item. If that's the case, I'm talking about where they're there and you still say zoo. So that's what saying that, but yeah, but it's not to exclude the other way, to the contrary. Then of course, it's Machker, but you require the Zeh also. What does it mean that he expounded the terminology of regular people? I mean, terminology that was not an institution of the Chacham. It's just that regular people used to write like this. So Yiddish, he would expound it. And so it says, even if he didn't write it, it's as if it's written. Because if it's specific, it was written. What's this exposition? Obviously, if it's what you stipulated, a lot of smachti. It's not an exaggeration. So it must be that even if it was not written, it's as if it was written. Next, Taisus says, this is the Gersa that we have in the Tesefta, in the Tesefta, relating to what the Gemara brings. Other may be carbon ashra al ishta. A man has to bring the carbon of a wealthy person for his wife. So to all carbon that she is obligated, custom law, because this is what he writes. Tachra is to islach, a lie, and kama dana. Pirish, what does that mean? Kol carbon ashra chayevas, wherever a carbon she was obligated. Even before she married him, Yavi Babur, he has to bring for her. Shakasim la'achrai is the islech, because he's writing to the responsibility that you have, shatachayev, is that you're obligated, you're a lie, and kamas dana, should be ami, that meaning afilachayev, shakamul in the sun, that even obligations that were before they got married. Now, so this is that bedavka, but kabanas shein chayevul kaparas, but that's specifically kabanas which are obligatory for her atonement. Kigan leida, like for example, when she gives birth, with ziva, and from this, the menstrual excretion of ziva, b'tzaras, and of leprosy, or lachshir, lachabatrum, or to meditate truma, or to this bayan, or to drink wine, that is imhin nazir, if she was a nazir. And Machas Vishami said, brought Nisham Biksub is Perig Naira, Dictani, where the Yishami teaches Hasim over there. Phil Achla Chela Vachel Shabbos, even if she ate forbidden fat to Ruben Zachal Shabbos, that he has to bring those karbanas, Mashmad sounds like. Tafka Mahani, you should treat Halabi, that only those karbanas which she has an obligation to bring. Of a kabbalah, but regarding kabbalah, that she took a vow or she donated before she got married. I love tzavach, she borrowed and she ate. Lo yishalom, that he does not have any obligation to pay. Now, bad kalim and boy lamasayv perik yesh neichlin. Where do we have a question? But bas davka lam tazman al belov tzavachlo, she borrowed, she ate, va'am devinus, and she goes, she gets married. Ikalikeh, but do we consider the husband as likeh, like a yerish, or like a yerish? That is ikalikeh, but if he's like a buyer, be'inamal, but maitzim yarabal, and therefore the lender cannot extract from the husband. Ikiyerish, do we consider the husband like a yerish, and he could extract? That's il machasim chachnisil. It's only regarding properties that the wife brought into the husband. Abnisa, but the husband's own properties, pshit to delay galvi, for sure, as we established just before, and taisa, that for sure no one else could collect. Now, before then, same thing is says truth as love is like a shaytachtav. Even if she was when she was married to him, litzayrach, for something that he's not indebted to her, the husband doesn't have to pay. You don't have to bring proof to this. Double partial, it's obvious. Because if that wouldn't be the case, if the husband would provoke the wife, Tilba shall go and shall borrow, but Tashlich leave and shall throw it to the waste. And shall obligate him in 100 mon every single day. So obviously he's not obligated. I mean, Nazir, regarding Nazir, it's in Lachar, you don't have to be concerned, she told her that she's going to take a vow, but Tavsida, and she's going to cause him a loss that way. When the dove is not, he said regarding donations and the dharm, if he was obligated to pay, Ha'isim have said this like Kama, but Kama, she would make a huge loss to him. Because the fellow Yuchal Ha'afer, even though he can nullify the Chashik and Dram Shabin El Benok, because he can say like things that are between them, which he can nullify, maybe she'll have some money because of the loss of his money. Yes, Lachish stuff to be concerned. Shabbat Tadr, maybe she can take a Nadab, but Tifra, Kain Shishma, and she's going to pay back before he hears. And the fellow Yishma, and even if he hears, Zimna Dimitri, sometimes he's just busy, could have been done, Berg Narad, if I'm going to get Lord. And therefore, it's obvious that he's not obligated. With the liquor of Acha, or there's a big discussion exactly what the Gersa is over here, which on the side of the Gemara and the Gilead, this is Pirish Rav Choy Goyin. That's what this taste is not like. Beishkars and some say it's Rav Echad, like one Rav, that's Marshal. And so it's not clear who this is not like, but Shahir that he ruled, Shabal Chayv Lefroy Chabis Ishtoi, that a husband is obligated to pay back a wife's debt, Shalav Sekhem Janasa, that she borrowed before she got married. Mikayach, Rabbi Huda Dacha, from the teaching of Rabbi Huda. Over here, that the husband's obligated to pay back what the wife's debts, That's this the machlokes over here that we have in Taisus. And he says not to be magalimish kanan yis mechayvay. From the Lashon Hadyu, we see that the collateral, the security should not be more than the debt, because the avagav that even though the imisham haygeroy, that regarding the ikra halacha, that not to take the collateral more than the debt, even though they don't write tashluma that even if he doesn't write this, you know, the that we're talking about that he doesn't pay what it diminishes el because of only regarding what the writing is. So it's saying regarding this that the borrower pays the Geroin Hashtar, as the Gemara says on Amid Beis, Hanik Sibali Geroin. But still, the security should not be more than the debt. So what Tais is trying to say is that even if you don't write in the Shtar, Tashlum Adislach Alay Kol Kabul Dechi, however, we darish from Lashon Hadyit, as if it was written like this in the Shtar, Tais had already established in the Maskal Yadarish. Even though regarding this, that the Leva pays the groin of the Shtar, that we don't darish from Lashon Hadyit, only if it's written like this actually in the Shtar, that is going to pay, which the first one established exactly what Tais is saying. The Tais thinks that the Isser to take a Mashkin more than the Chayv was also before the Isser to write this on the returning of the Mashkin. The Jewish Makarka says he should not take the Mashkin more than what he writes. Doesn't mean that because it's Ksibi is forbidden to make a Mashkin more. What he means to say is proven from this that you write in the Shtar is going to collect all the share of the Mashkin. You have a Raya that's forbidden to take a Mashkin more than the Chayv. The ikatam where you write in the Shtar is because the Geroin, and after that they write, also means someone who did not write collect the Geroin. But before they would write, they wouldn't collect the Geroin. To next to the beginning of the Gemara, time the cause of the Hachi. Oh, the reason is because he wrote this. Mam Birchen Ayim Chulu Birchen says even without the writing, which Taisa says that retain it's a wonder. But keeping the darsh lashon hadyu, since he darshens lashon hadyu, definitely cause of nami, and that's even if you don't write it, because like we already explained this previously in the masal hoya. So my parach Rabbi Yechon, what he has from Rabbi Yechon, or maybe Rabbi Yechon is coming from the same svara. Hashem says what he says. The means Rabbi Yechon on. If you think Rabbi Yechon is halacha, then Hashem d'malgam ibanav that says you could take it from the children. The mekayach lashon hadyu come. If he's coming from lashon hadyu, the farash, he should have explained that that's where he's coming from, and that's what the Gemara is asking. It sounds like he's not coming from there.